Now, back in February, I reported on a paper in the journal Current Biology about how birds called reed warblers protect themselves from being parasitised by cuckoos. And in a follow-up paper in this week's Science Journal, Nick Davies and Justin Velvergan from Cambridge University have found out how these birds learn to defend themselves. And they do it by watching their neighbours. Now, as I'm sure most people know, cuckoos are a problem because they lay their eggs in other birds' nests. And so, you know, they let other birds bring them up. It wastes a lot of energy for these reed warblers, and there's no advantage to them. They're not passing their genes on. As a result, they've evolved a tendency to mob the cuckoos, which makes them less likely to end up being parasitised. But it is quite costly, it takes a lot of energy, and it risks exposing themselves to the predators.
So what do they actually do? Do they sort of gang up together and shout and scare the cuckoos away? Is that what these reed warblers are up to?
Well, what they do is they make very loud calls and they snap their beaks with a loud clicking sound. In fact, we have a recording of it here. So they're shouting. That sort of sharp knitting needle clicking is them snapping their beak really hard. And they also swoop down at the cuckoos. They physically attack them, and they generally get in quite a flap.
That does sound quite scary if you're a cuckoo, but and it seems fairly sensible for these reed warblers to get upset. But what's new in this science paper?
Well, in the new paper, they present evidence as to how the warblers actually learn when to mob and when not to mob, because it's a bad idea to waste your efforts mobbing a bird that isn't a threat, and if there's a predator nearby, you make yourself really obvious. That's a very loud thing to happen. So armed with a model of a cuckoo and a model of a parrot.
A parrot,
yes. Fantastic. Well, they use the parrot as it would be novel to the reed warblers, so they wouldn't have seen one before, but it also wouldn't be threatening. So that was a good model for that. They set about observing how different birds responded to each one. And after establishing a baseline for how each set of birds reacted, they allowed the birds they studied to see how neighbouring birds reacted to these models. Now, if the birds are learning through social stimulus, if they're learning from other birds, then the mobbing would only increase in response to the model that their neighbours mobbed. So if their neighbours mob the cuckoo model, then they should mob the cuckoo model. If the neighbours mob the parrot, then they should mob the parrot. But what they found was that when the neighbouring birds mobbed a model parrot, which they could be made to do by playing that sound at them, it made no difference whatsoever to how likely the birds that were being studied were to mob either a cuckoo or a parrot. But when a cuckoo was mobbed nearby, the rates of cuckoo mobbing greatly increased. In fact, naive birds that had not mobbed a cuckoo before would only start mobbing after watching their neighbours do so. And this is probably because female cuckoos have a sort of designated area in which they lay eggs. So a cuckoo in a neighbour's nest suggests an imminent threat to you.
So really, they're just copying their neighbours, but only when their neighbours have got it right.
Yes, and that's the key thing here. It suggests that the warblers are primed to learn new behaviours, but only when these behaviours respond to genuine threats. It's a really nice finding. And it's also been seen in things like macaque monkeys, only learning to respond to a threat when it's genuine. And they learn to be scared of snakes, but you can't teach a macaque to be frightened of a rabbit.
Really? I just love the idea of these guys wandering around the East Anglian fens with a parrot, a model parrot, trying to scare off the reed warblers. Fantastic stuff indeed.
And a plastic cuckoo on a stick.